This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, a routine is something that is learned.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
A routine is something that is learned. Books are a good place to start. Last week, we discussed how a routine can help us get more done. Too many times, people drift through life without any plan. They neglect to take control of things they can control. I know how this is. I used to feel this way. Early on, I had big dreams. Then when they didn't happen, I felt like my messy life was just what I was stuck with, and I gave up on my dreams. Then God got my attention with a board upside the head. I'd never been a reader, but while recovering from the concussion, I began reading. Most of the books I started with were ones that were either written by or recommended by someone that I was listening to on the radio or podcasts. I admired these people and what they had accomplished or experienced. This was a turning point in my life. I began reading more and more. Then I began implementing the things from these books and their authors. I was taking back control of my life. This doesn't mean that I can control everything. What it does mean is that I can control how I react and respond. Here are 12 of the books that have had a major impact on my life and showed the importance of taking control. The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews. The Traveler's Summit by Andy Andrews. The Legend of the Monk and the Merchant by Terry Felber. The Highest Calling by Lawrence Janeski. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Financial Peace by Dave Ramsey. Platform, Get Noticed in a Noisy World by Michael Hyatt. Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Start with Why by Simon Sinek. Thou Shalt Prosper by Rabbi Daniel Lappin. The Ideal Team Player by Patrick Lencioni. The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Reading these books helped me to see what was possible if I was intentional and did something rather than just waiting for the next bad thing to happen. Part of what I learned was how a daily routine was a big part of taking control. Having a routine helps control life. My routine has been developing over the past 14 years and will continue to do so every year going forward. The important thing to remember is that learning is something that we should do as long as we're alive. Taking control of my life and business makes me a much happier person than I was when I felt hopeless. Some things from these books are included directly into my daily routine. Some are more peripheral. We'll go into more specifics of how these books are connected to my routine next week. Success is hidden in your daily routine.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 Bid Mistakes That Cost Contractors a Fortune and How to Avoid Them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.